In East Central Iowa, you'll find the small town of Lost Nation, Iowa. Interestingly, the story of how it was named seems to be lost as well. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
In 1871, the railroad passed through what is today northern Clinton County, Iowa, and established a stop called Lost Nation. No one seems to know for sure how the place got its name, although Jim Schrader has a theory.
There was a bunch of people from different nations out east in New York and that, and they wanted to go to California. So they hired this wagon master to take them over here.
Jim served 22 years as mayor of the town of Lost Nation that was established after the railroad made its stop here. He says that group of settlers headed west fell under attack from Native Americans.
And a wagon master got killed. So they didn't know what to do. So they were lost, and they were from other nations, so they just settled here in Lost Nation.
But Jim's story is far from the only one you'll find around here proposing how the place got its name.
Yeah, get on the website, they talk about how people with a horse and tall grass and they got lost, or somebody got this far with their relatives and they got lost, so they just settled here. But
Jim says when he attended conferences as mayor of the town, it was the most asked question he would get. How did Lost Nation get its name? And interestingly, it seems the naming of the town was lost as well.
What is the true story? But everybody has their own, and you hate to contradict anybody, but I like mine better because it's a little more interesting.
Jim served over 2 decades as mayor here and was always elected as a write-in candidate. There's another unique story to this town, and it has everything to do with the churches and celebration of Christmas. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Lost Nation, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCrae.